From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The California State Water Resources Control Board has delayed a decision to set minimum in-stream flows on the Scott and Shasta Rivers, but instead returned next month with a plan to adopt interim flow measures that support salmon. The board asked farmers, tribes, and other stakeholders to work on solutions. Chairman Buster Atterbury says while salmon are important, the tribe's goal is not to drive farmers and ranchers out of business. The Renewable Fuels Association sent a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan blasting the agency's Science Advisory Board. The RFA accuses the panel of making misleading and unfounded claims about corn ethanol's impact on greenhouse gas emissions. RFA President Jeff Cooper says the overwhelming evidence of scientific analysis and data clearly shows cornstarch ethanol significantly reduces GHG emissions relative to gasoline. And regional obesity rates grew further apart during the COVID pandemic, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. From 2019 through March of 2020, the regional differences expanded to 7.2 percentage points. At 36.7%, the West had the lowest adult obesity rate before the pandemic, but experienced the largest increase of any region during the first year of 2.8%. That's nearly twice what the South experienced after having the highest regional obesity rate before the pandemic of 42.1%. Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Los Angeles auction. Bidding starts on September 7th and ends September 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com.